Hi, this is Pastor Russ with a Daily Dose for July 4th. Happy Independence Day! From 2 Kings chapter 23 and 25. Sadly, the good king Josiah was taken away in the prime of his life, after doing all he could to restore Judah to its proper place of fidelity to the one true God. How quickly Judah fell away from the reformation Josiah had begun. First, the Pharaoh that had taken Josiah's life quickly deposed his heir, Jehoahaz, and installed another of Josiah's sons in his place. Jehoiakim was just as bad as his deposed brother, or perhaps worse because he had a longer time to reign. All of this was to fulfill what God had promised because of Manasseh. See chapter 24, 3-4. One aspect of the story not mentioned in 2 Kings is the relationship between Josiah and Josiah's descendants and one of the great prophets, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was the son of Hilkiah the priest, the one who discovered the Book of the Covenant in the long-neglected and abused temple. According to Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah was anointed by the word of the Lord in the 13th year of King Josiah's reign. Jeremiah was himself a young man at the time of his call, making him a peer of the king. I believe that Jeremiah was a friend of Josiah as well, for Jeremiah displayed the same passion for the living God and disgust over Judah's idolatry that Josiah had shown at the same time. That he was a priest meant also that he had a prominent place in the affairs of the nation, as was the case with his father Hilkiah, and would have ready access to the king. In fact, Josiah's campaigns against the high places, shrines, statues, pagan priests, and temples started 5 years after Jeremiah began to preach. That preaching must have had a powerful influence on the young Josiah and the whole nation of Judah, for a while, at least, as long as Josiah lived. As we saw yesterday, it wasn't too long after Josiah's death that Judah reverted to its idolatry, further condemning it to the future God had promised to this stiff-necked people. Jeremiah writes of God's displeasure with the put-on face of shallow repentance by Judah over her idolatry. Look at Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 6. Sadly, though, good King Josiah escaped the mounting sorrows of his people under God's disciplining hand. Jeremiah, his friend, was left behind. Jeremiah was to bear witness to the succeeding generations of kings of Judah up to and through Judah's bitter ending in the Babylonian captivity. Though all the prophets had difficult lives, Jeremiah's seems to have had the toughest life of all the prophets, for he lived a long time and experienced so much sorrow that he is known as the grieving prophet. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll be back tomorrow.